The West Live. The West Live. With Ben O'Shea. Brought to you by the WA Local Government Association. What's your happy place?
COVID wrap. Let's talk about what the latest news is. We got some vaccine news.
We've got some vaccine news. We've got some updated figures in. So more than 533,000 doses administered, more than 79,000 people fully vaccinated, 3.7% of those aged 16 and above in WA.
Well, that's creeping up.
It's creeping up. It feels like 0.1 per day.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what we need to do? We need to find the percentage of the people who can actually be vaccinated. Because, you know, 16 to 30 can't get the jab yet. Or 16 to 29.
So no. So if you knock those out... we really probably need the... some of them, I think, can, obviously, because they have a pre-existing medical condition.
So include those as well. Not many over 50s.
If you've got some spare time today, if you could do up a pie chart for tomorrow, that'd be great.
Did you see Premier Mark McGowan has really come out talking tough about over 50s who don't want to get the AstraZeneca jab?
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Like, he's saying, get it. And of course, because he had it himself. Yeah. Roger Cook had it as well.
And I think his attitude is, if it's good enough for the state daddy, it's good enough for you guys.
But is that his official title now on
his business card?
The state daddy.
State daddy. But I don't know how that's going to play.
Good on him, though. But the thing is, he's got so much political capital after that election. He can say whatever he wants. You've seen him say on that. The Bill Wheeler family, he's been out campaigning on that.
He's got opinions on everything. Well, he gets asked about it all. That's the thing in press conferences. He doesn't volunteer this stuff. I get emails from over 50s about the vaccine every day, and these aren't anti-vaxxers, and they're ticked off, I can tell you.
Oh, well, the thing is, though, isn't it just explaining the facts? The problem is this whole blood clot thing just, stole all the oxygen, and so it's not really in perspective. Now, if I could only get the AstraZeneca, would I be a little bit concerned? Of course I would be, after hearing all the media reports and how it's been put forward. But then when you actually look at the risk, the chances, it's so minimal. And even if you, in a very, very, very rare case, you have a blood clot, they're so good at treating this situation.
Yeah,
here I am sitting on my high horse waiting for my Pfizer jab, but,
exactly.
I still think I'd rather a jab than no jab.